Hi, this is Charlie Daffron, and you're listening to the So Far Gainesville podcast. On this episode, I spoke with Travis and Chris from Gainesville's psychedelic rock band Morning Bell. Since they were founded in 2000, Morning Bell have released an impressive and diverse catalog of music, incorporating a wide variety of genres and musical styles. Tonight, Morning Bell played together for the first time in 4 years to a sold-out venue. Be sure to listen after the interview for an exclusive live version of Morning Bell's song, Let's Not Lose Our Heads, recorded at the Crosstown Theater here in downtown Gainesville. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next month for more interviews with great local and regional musicians. So the first thing I want to know is, where did the idea for your name come from?
We were trying to pick a name, and we had heard that Wilco got their name from just opening a dictionary and pointing at the first word they found. And so we tried that a couple of times, and we literally, we did it about 3 times in a row, and we pointed to cars, we pointed to police, and I can't remember the third one, but we just kept pointing to actual band names. And then we had heard that Radiohead took their name from a Talking Heads song. So we were like, let's go through Radiohead songs and see if we could steal one of their songs. And so we just decided on Morning Bell. It had no real meaning for us other than that. We like Radiohead, but we were never terribly influenced by them. I don't think you can hear them in our music pretty much at all. It was just like, we needed a name.
Yeah.
That's how we did it.
It works. So tonight was your first time performing together as a full band in 4 years.
Yes.
What was that like? Were you nervous?
I was a little bit, you know, because we've been doing it for so long and been on many tours and played many shows, and after a while you get to a point where nerves don't even come into it. It's just like, I could go out on stage and it was like sitting in my living room. But I was shocked at how quickly that went away. And I just like, it was like the first time I ever played a show, all of a sudden, like, I get real nervous now, but I'm hoping that won't stick around for too long.
Yeah. So tonight you guys debuted a new song for the first time. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. A couple months ago, I just kind of like texted them all and I was like, hey, do you guys want to make a new album? I got a bunch of songs. And it's like, it would have been normally had we been, you know, doing things, playing and continuing the way we used to do it. Once I got all these songs together, I would have just shown it to them and we would have made it. And I was kind of thinking, well, maybe I'll do something by myself, but I got stuck, and I said, well, fuck it, let's just ask the band, and they all said yes, and so we started working. That was the first song that really kind of came together.
Okay.
And I think it's a cool song. I think we're all pretty pleased with it. I'm pretty pleased with it.
Yeah. I think it's an awesome song.
So, do you have any other future plans after recording or writing more new music? Do you have any other future plans?
I guess we'll release it at some point. No major plans for us. We kind of look at it right now, you know, because half the band is my brother and his wife, and they're raising 2 children right now. And so we kind of look at it as like, this is, I mean, at least the way I look at it is like, this is just something that we've done forever, and we can stop for a while and come back to it like whenever we want. There's nobody stopping us. But in terms of long-term big plans, like, I think we've reached a point where we're just doing it for our own edification.
Gotcha.
You know, and so, for people that like us and want to hear the music.
So what's your favorite song to play live?
Let's Not Lose Our Heads, the final one, or the one we did before the encore, I think is, that's one of those ones that it's like, it works in every audience, in any room, at any time. We've never played that song and had it go over flat.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris and Travis. It was awesome talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening, and without further ado, here's Let's Not Lose Our Heads. Enjoy.
I want to thank you all again so much for coming. Thank you to So Far. I wrote this song while George W. Bush was president, and it still holds true today. And that's what I call a good song.
fears, but no place to hide. Let's not lose our heads. Let's not lose our heads. Country's creed for every weirdo and loser and drag queen. It's if you got money, honey, the law don't apply. I want my mama, holy shit, these are terrifying times. Let's not lose our minds. Let's not lose our minds. Ship that is sinking and crashes into another sinking ship, and it bursts into flames. But the fans don't care, they just play faster songs with shorter names. Let's not lose our heads. Let's not lose our heads. Sing this with me real quiet. Let's not lose our heads. Let's not lose our heads. Good, let's not lose our heads. 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 Let's not lose our head. 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 You guys sounded good.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.